1248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A series of hearings is underway to decide if a teenage murder suspect in Chippewa Falls will be trialed as a child or as an adult. Jimmy Kuska has more.
Today, Chippewa County Circuit Court Judge Stephen Gibbs decided not to look at photographs as he makes up his mind.
To put it mildly, I've seen numerous homicide photos over and over and over again. I don't believe that it would supplement the record, so we'll just keep the photographs up.
The defendant is 15 years old. He's accused of killing 10-year-old Lily Peters last year. He's looking at life in prison if he's convicted as an adult. A ruling on that question is expected later this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wants a Madison judge to rule in his lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's abortion ban. Call filed a motion today asking the judge to formalize a ruling without any more oral argument. That would allow the case to move forward. It's widely expected to go all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judge Diane Shipler wrote last month that the law bans feticide, but not abortion. The new Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the most liberal ever. Alan Ball teaches history at Marquette University. He studied the state Supreme Court extensively. He says he expects this court's four liberal justices to vote together more often than any other liberal majority before.
That's what prompts me to think that this coming court is going to be not only more liberal than the 2007-8 court, but the most liberal court we've seen in recent memory.
Ball spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network this week. There's a bill in Congress to help farmers share their knowledge of conservation practices in the face of more bad weather due to climate change. More from Catherine Carley.
The Farmer-to-Farmer Education Act would help build and support farmer-led education networks so new farmers can learn from those more experienced in coping with droughts or floods. Erin Foster West with the National Young Farmers Coalition says while government agents can offer support, many farmers prefer learning from friends and neighbors they trust.
You know, a lot of young farmers are really motivated to have ecological stewardship on their farms and ranches, but they may not have that knowledge.
Foster West says farmer-led education can help newcomers ensure they understand the risks, costs, and best practices to ensure they can remain farming for years to come. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Governor Evers is expected to call a special session of the state legislature tomorrow to debate child care funding. Federal pandemic support is scheduled to run out at the end of the year. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Mad Radio WMDX, I'm Luke Mathers. Here's what you need to know in the Madison area. Wisconsin is now surrounded by state.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is looking for crossing guards to join their team. The shifts cover crossings morning and evening for students crossing roads to and from school. Approximate shifts are 7:45 to 8:45 in the morning and 3:15 to 4:15 in the evening. You can find more information and apply at wirapids.org. Members of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's tomorrow, August 8th, from 4 to 8 p.m. 10% of all proceeds tomorrow night will go to support programs and operation of the post. Stop down to say hello and help support your local Veterans of Foreign Wars. The Rafters travel to Mequon tonight to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. They are 17 and 13 for the second half of the season as they look for a spot in the playoffs. First pitch tonight at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of a four-game home series for the Crew as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates and right-hand pitcher Quinn Priester against Milwaukee's Colin Ray. The Brewers holding on to a half-game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. The Brewers' new first baseman, Carlos Santana, was reunited with reporters from Pittsburgh just a week after he was traded to Milwaukee.
Everything is good. I like that.
Those guys love you. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, especially what I'm doing, the home run and dance and walk up. Yeah, so.
First pitch tonight at American Family Field is at 7:10. NFL, after 6 years with the Packers, tight end Mercedes Lewis is joining the Chicago Bears. The Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, elected to draft two tight ends versus keeping the 39-year-old Lewis.
They're going to be better players than some of the young guys, but at the same time, you can't get those young guys to that speed unless they get to play.
Gutekunst, holding a press conference this afternoon, was asked how the offense is looking under Jordan Love.
They made some strides over the past few days here, I think, you know, but the next 2 weeks with the opportunities that this football team's going to have between the joint practices, family night, and two preseason games, it's going to be very big for us.
Family night tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Lambeau Field. Today at UW-Platteville, new Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell had the defensive and offensive linemen in one-on-one drills. It was day three in pads for the players. Another big move in college football. Washington and Oregon are joining the Big Ten. Washington State head coach Jake Dickert on what he sees as the erosion of the Pac-12.
I woke up as a kid and the Rose Bowl was Big Ten, Pac-12. Traveling across the country, you know, you look at the NFL, you know, they got tons of research on how hard that is. And that's for professional athletes. For student athletes, the guys that are going to come back and take an exam and missing class, I think it's tremendously difficult.
That's Washington State's head coach Jake Dickert. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bueller. Dom, I've been sort of dominating the conversation. Did I ask you, have you seen a picture of my boat?
Did you buy a boat? Did I ever tell you I used to work on a farm?
You have. I've mentioned nearly as many times in the last hour that I bought a boat, my first boat. Kind of pleased with my purchase so far, except for the swollen left knuckle from the winch. I learned a lesson, though, a valuable lesson.
A valuable lesson, absolutely.
Now, Dom, what are we talking about this hour? Since apparently some don't appreciate my conversations about boat life as much as I do.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't appreciate a good boat story? 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Gideon Rubin reporting on the Raw story. Trump responds to Jack Smith's request for a protective order. Lots of happenings over the weekend. Let's get to it here. Donald Trump's legal team issued its response to the Justice Department's request for a protective order in its January 6th case against the former president. The request was spurred by Trump's post on his social media platform. If you go after me, I'm coming after you. All caps, as Trump would have it. Prosecutors said it clearly referenced participants in the case and urged that a protective order be put in place, limiting what can be shared and what can be said. Trump's lawyers claimed too much limitation would infringe on Trump's First Amendment rights. Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion stated that further behavior similar to Trump's existing conduct could result in, quote, a harmful chilling effect on witnesses, unquote. Well, I think that's kind of the point, Jack. Trump's response filed on Monday says, quote, President Trump does not contest the government's claimed interest in restricting some of the documents it must produce. However, the need to protect that information does not require a blanket gag order over all documents produced by the government. Rather, the court can and should limit its protective order to genuinely sensitive materials, a less restrictive alternative that would satisfy any government interest in confidentiality while preserving the First Amendment rights of President Trump and the public. President Trump. He's not the president. CNN
Mr.
said
Trump.
That Trump CNN said that Trump's response isn't that different from what prosecutors saw. Quote, one of the things that the Trump team says is they just don't want a what's called a protective order or a non-disclosure order over all the evidence that they're getting in the case. They just want to only shield genuinely sensitive information that they may be getting. The Justice Department essentially have the same concern over their filings as well, previously saying they wanted to shield such things like grand jury transcripts that were genuinely sensitive in the case to ensure it wouldn't hurt trial if it goes to trial. As it goes to trial. So, and I get that, and that's fine, and well and good, but that's not ultimately the only issue. The main issue, as I see it, is not just, you know, the logical shielding of sensitive information, but it's also to what? Not influence or tamper with the witnesses. I mean, the judge specifically stated those kinds of terms last week, and here we are. On Friday, he tweets out, or Truthy's out, if you go after me, I'm coming after you. And so Jack Smith, they want the protective order. I think it's justified. Donald Trump, I believe, is certainly trying to influence the jury. And, of course, witnesses. I mean, Mike Pence, who does he refer to in this? I mean, it could be anybody, right? If you're as paranoid as Donald Trump, there's so many people that this could refer to. But I'd have to think it's those that could actually do him some real harm.
I bet. He's probably even considered an enemies list. I know I got one.
It's so hard to keep track.
Dominic, here's a headline that might make the point for you at thehill.com. Trump ratchets up attacks on Pence after January 6th indictment. Going after his former. Hang the guy, right? Just short of that. Former President Trump's indictment over his actions on the 2020 election and around January 6th has poured gasoline on a long simmering dispute between the former president and his old running mate, Vice President Mike Pence. Trump has been restrained, they should put that in air quotes, over the past year, even as Pence grew increasingly vocal about differing accounts. Is that what it is, Dom?
Differing accounts of the
events of January 6th, the war in Ukraine, the future of Social Security, and the Republican Party's approach to abortion. Trump was even mum as Pence launched a competing campaign in June of the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. But Trump's animus towards Pence spilled out into the open in recent days, with the former vice president playing a central role in the indictment against Trump for his efforts to subvert the 2020 election. Dom, a Trump attorney, Trump will turn on anyone. Loyalty is a one-way street for him. Pence put his fidelity to the Constitution over Trump. I hope we won't agree to support him again. Alyssa Farah, who served as a press aide to both Pence and Trump in the White House, posted on the former Twitter. Pence, however, dodged questions over the weekend about whether he would support Trump should he be the 2024 nominee, leaving that door seemingly open. You know who else did that? Bill Barr. Oh, if he's the nominee, of course I'll vote for him. Like, because they, what, Dom, have no conscience or courage? I mean, if a guy attacked me repeatedly in public, would I vote for him? Hell no.
I mean,
would I
endorse
him? The guy
attacked
him
repeatedly in public? I mean, that the guy tried to overthrow the government. I mean, and granted, you know, it, also both Bill Barr and Pence, what, implied or indicated that they would testify against the former? You know what I mean? But it doesn't even have to have, you know, you don't, at what point do your personal safety? I mean, the man tried to overturn the election and he came to you, Pence, with a cockamamie deal to try to do it. As crackpot lawyers, as you described them, Mike Pence, he came to you with the plan. He came to you and he said he wanted you to, what, help subvert the Constitution? All right, go ahead, Gertie.
Well, and his buddies brought the gallows. The Capitol Hill, right?
Right.
Trump wrote that he felt badly for Pence in his presidential campaign, which had been struggling to gain traction in the roughly 2 months since it launched. Well, it's finally happened. Little Mike Pence, man, who was about to